to be headed to Hayes TMP Marion to take on the Monarchs. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time on Tuesday night. They're inside the Hal Billinger Fieldhouse down in the pit there. And we're going to be talking here with assistant coach Aaron Myers joining us here starting things off. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, kind of a tough game last night. You guys got off to a great start, 10-2, and then Goodland started coming back there, and they were hitting some timely threes, and that kind of opened some things up for them, and you guys were just had a tough time with turnovers pretty much the rest of the night.
You know, overall, I really think the girls played with a lot of heart, yes. And you could definitely tell that they left it all on the court. You know, the first half was super exciting, and, you know, shots were going in. It's a lot easier to play basketball when the shots are going in.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to watch the girls on the court, and it was fun to watch the girls on the bench cheer them on.
Yeah, no, they left a lot of it out there, and, you know, they played pretty hard, and there were times last night where you guys had to go a little deeper than you normally would want to down the line in the bench just because of foul trouble. And I thought really those players stepped up and played at a different level that they really hadn't on varsity this year.
You know, they really stepped up on defense. You know, typically when you're putting somebody that's lower in the bench, I mean, that's really what their job is to do, is play really good defense. And on offense, you know, to try to find the open person. And I feel like those girls really did that last night. You know, Brinley Stevens, she played really good defense, and she was able to get a couple box outs. And, you know, Tori actually wasn't off the bench player. She got a start last night. So, but she had a really good first half yesterday, and, you know, offense and defensively. So, did, you know, Cheyenne was able to come in and get a couple of rebounds. So it was good to see the bench get a little deeper last night.
And, you know, I thought really it's nice to see once again it almost like they picked up from where they left off at Colby last week. Amber and Erica really getting a big chunk of the scoring there, especially in that first half.
You know, I think Amber might have a couple bull horns on her head. You know, she just looks down and sometimes just tries to take it like a bull and drive in. And, you know, she's grown so much as a player to, like, realize that she's good on the outside and the inside, and she's hard to guard. You know, you don't know if she's going to shoot a three. You don't know if she's going to try and drive. You know, she'll drive and dish. And, you know, she's really learned to, if she's driving in really hard, and, you know, she's learned to pull up instead of just trying to, like, make them take a charge. So it's just, you know, maturity, and it's really been such a blessing to watch her grow and become a really good basketball player.
Once again, it is Coach Aaron Myers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Yeah, these seniors playing their final home games here last night, and it's going to be on the road. And it's interesting. I talked to Coach last night afterwards on the interview on the radio there, and I said, "Yeah, next week you guys are 0-0," and sounded like that was the same message that she had to her team in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah, it's true. It's you know, it's postseason, and everybody really is 0-0. It doesn't really matter what your record is. I mean, we've had a really tough schedule this year. I mean, I think our league is one of the toughest leagues in the state right now for 3A. And, you know, all these hard teams we've been playing, we play pretty close with them. And, I mean, sometimes when we only play, you know, six people deep and we get in foul trouble, that's typically kind of where we kind of have struggled. So, you know, if we can keep our top six, top seven players in the game, mm-hmm. you know, we could beat anybody.
And you play TMP, first time in 6 years. Scott said he's going to be playing there in Hayes there against TMP on Tuesday nights. And I know you've had a chance to play there as a high schooler there, and being in the same league as TMP at that time. And what's kind of the message that you maybe have for players, like you'll have first-time players, never played in kind of closed quarters, and like they will have on Tuesday night?
You know, there's nothing like playing in a pit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very different. It's almost playing, you almost feel like you're kind of playing in a hallway. But it's really cool to kind of look up and you see everybody above you. It always reminds me of, like, you know, the Coliseum in Rome.
Yes.
I always loved playing in TMP and then Pratt with that old pit they used to play in Pratt. So I liked it. You know, it's a different experience, and I've always loved the atmosphere at TMP, and mm-hmm. You know, the people there are always really generous, and so I'm kind of excited to go back to TMP.
I am too. It's been a while since been there as well, and it can get pretty loud in there. But take a look at TMP. They've had a pretty good season there. They finished, I believe, they shared the league title, or were second actually behind Phillipsburg, and I believe Smith Center as well. They were all up there, but it's a team with a pretty good senior. she plays. She's going to play volleyball at Kearney and the Lane girl. And I know that's they're going to. She's one of their big key players.
Yeah, they got a couple of good players, but you know we do too.
Yes.
And we're working on that today about who's going to play where and what kind of defense we're going to play against them. So I'm excited to see our teams match up.
Is it going to be kind of nice to play somebody outside a league right off the bat? Because that can kind of wear on you after a while.
That, I mean, honestly, because it's like we don't – I mean, our teams could – you know, we've never seen each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our team might just be the team that can compete against them and play really well. You know, that's one of the reasons why we got out of the Orange and Black tournament, you know, to go play at Sterling.
Yeah.
You just get tired of playing the same teams over and over again. And it's nice just to see new people and new faces.
Should be fun there, and always is fun when you hit March and sub-state time here. And Coach Aaron Myers joining us here from Scott City East Hardware. And thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll see you up at Hayes next week.
All right, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. We got a couple seniors joining us here on the show this evening here, and we're going to be joined starting off with senior Allie Patton here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Boy, I felt bad for you last night. You just kind of, I don't know what it is, you just kind of drew the attention of fouls. And that had to make you feel a little frustrated last night, didn't it?
I was very frustrated. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been one of those years. You've had a good season here. You've had some great moments here. But what are some things maybe you are going to try to work on here over the next week to get ready for TMP?
Better defense and maybe shooting more, because I think I only shot once last night, and I think I just need to shoot more.
Absolutely, and I still think you probably are one of the stronger finishers to the basket there, and you showed that, really kind of showed that against Lake, and were you just kind of saving that here to the end of the year?
I guess so.
But, it's been fun watching you get better here this year, and where do you think maybe the team has gotten better at the most this year?
I think we've been running the ball more in offense and driving more.
All right, and it's hard to believe here. And does it feel weird that it's postseason time already?
Yeah, it went by really fast.
Absolutely, it did. And what are some things maybe you're looking forward to? Or let me backtrack on that. What I was trying to say is, what are some of your favorite memories playing in the Scott City uniform?
Probably going to state my sophomore year.
Yeah.
Like, that sub-state was very fun.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. And you've had some good moments this year and last year as well. And hopefully you're able to maybe pull some of those off there and get a couple more games out of it and go for a ways here. But it's an exciting time of the year. Thanks again, Allie, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Allie Patton joining us here. And now joined here with another senior, and Amber Latta here joining us here. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. So now you have to kind of take it up another notch, don't you?
I do.
It's postseason time. But last night, you really got off to a hot start there, hit your first three shots and a couple of threes. And what was the kind of the thought, or I should say, what was it like there that first quarter there for you especially?
That first three I made, I don't know. I knew I had to shoot the ball more after that. I was just going to risk it. If I made the next one, then I was going to keep shooting. And then after I missed that next three, I knew I had to change it up a little bit. So I drove a little bit, and then I just kept switching things up.
Well, it seemed to work well for you, kind of spread things out a little bit. You've kind of had a physical couple games against Goodland this year. What is it about them?
I really don't know, Adam.
That was just last night. You had a pretty tough collision there in the paint there, but you survived that. You came back in there, and but you're kind of that's kind of the way you are. You're all about laying it out there on the line, aren't you?
I am.
What's been, you know, as you look forward to sub-state here and maybe trying to figure out a little bit about TMP, what are some things that you're going to work on here to get ready for the Monarchs?
Well, I know they're pretty tall and lengthy, so I know when they're pressing us, I can't really dribble through them. Mm-hmm. We need to look to pass it more, and then driving. They're probably going to block the ball more often, so just looking for something different there too.
Now, I know this may sound a little unusual here, but do you think that they've probably got a little chip on their shoulder after you guys knocked them off in volleyball first weekend of the year?
I think so.
All right. And, you know, that it's kind of one of those deals, all right, game on, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, it's a fun time of the year here, Substate is. And what do you, what would you like to see out of this starting Tuesday night?
I want to go all the way. I want to go as far as we can and push it. Just get some make some people upset.
All right. I like that. So what, you know, this week, of course, getting ready for that. What are some of your favorite memories that you've had so far?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of them. I don't think I can pick one. Just being with the senior girls for so long and just having everybody else, all the freshmen, juniors, and sophomores just being there with us through it all and helping us all out.
You've had a great run here, Amber, and hopefully it continues a few more games here. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
Thanks, Adam.